understand?
You made no promise of that terminating station for a four.
Right.
We being able to make a commission flash. Now here's the 2300 days. Okay. The 2300 days, as you subtract this from that, that is right. That is the correct way of subtracting it. See, that is the correct way of subtracting it. Now, figures, you see, you just don't do take figures and put them up there. Now, figures just don't lie. 1844. But now, here's where you got the thing mixed up there. See? Now, that's 2,300 days in here. Here, the day that he was crucified, that's 1,000. Right there, the day that he was crucified, that's all right. Bury him, goes to the tomb, that's another day. And listen, here's what I'm going to tell you about that. One day with the Lord, this is the Lord hanging out on the cross.
Right.
One day with the Lord. It took 1,000 years, 1,000 years that one day. And listen, this is what he said. David, did you call me Lord and Master? And so I am. That's a heathen.
Right?
When that was the Lord that was hanging out there. Right? See? And one day with him, the Friday, he was crucified. That's 1,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
One day. Saturday in Joseph New Tomb, that's another 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
And the 300 part of that next day with the prayer early in the morning, he resurrected him. Now that's the 2,300 days.
Mm-hmm.
That's the 2,300 days. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now children, I'm going to teach you to be in your seed. See, and I'm preaching to save your soul. And it don't mean nothing. You understand? No, nobody else. Don't mean nothing.
Right.
See what I mean? And I wouldn't have you to think that me or any other false prophet can come along. You understand? They are going to be just, you're just lying about it. You understand? My lies won't help nobody. Nobody else's lies won't change. And listen, I don't care if you feel offended. You're offended if you want to help. If you want to, my God's preaching the gospel.
Right.
That's what this place is for down here.
Right.
Now, if you don't want to hear the truth, don't come down here.
Right.
See? It's the worst place to worry in your life. I know. Now, I'm not mad. I'm not mad at you.
No, but I'm in a generous sense. You understand? And you can say,
if he's going to raise him from the dead,
You understand? Told him it was a fool boy. What kind of a fool are you?
Well, now don't you think God can hear your voice?
That stupid thing, you hear.
To the pulling down of strongholds in every heart. That's what it's going to take to break up these denominations, sects, and cults and creeds out here. Yeah. You understand? We stand around here begging you. You understand? Mm-hmm. Well, listen. You know what the church is? The church is the body of Messiah. Mm-hmm. Yahshua the Messiah. Mm-hmm. When they talk about him coming back here, setting up a kingdom, well, listen here. What did Paul mean when he said, that's a translator? Oh, very translator.
Right. But at that time, that was when Yahweh, see, Yahshua was preached, and he knows is the title of the Father, and the keeper is talking to the Lord. That's a title. The Lord is a title. Just like Lord and God is a title, and the Lord is a title.
Okay.
See that? Now he says, say he, for many shall come in my name, and receive a few. The world is in darkness, folks. And Yahweh has appointed the day where he shall judge the world in righteousness. By that man we have our day. Now let's get over. Now let's be honest about this thing. How do you think that Joshua is the Messiah? Or the Lord? Think of what I'm saying. So the thing I'm going to say tonight is going to be important. How do you think that we would be able to reconcile Roman Catholic, Judaism, and Protestantism, and Stephenism, see? And render a righteous verdict of judgment? How do you think we would be able to do that? It's the end of the world as it stands right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you ever thought about that? How are people going to make all see eye to eye and face to face? Just think about it, if you think. How are we going to get the Roman Catholics and the Protestants and the Jews together? Let them see. You got to tell something else. You got to tell something to think about. For the rest of the night. You set up all the night with my figure. Well, now look. If it is, then there must be some kind of way in this book. For him to do that. But this just must be some kind of way in this book for him to do that. Now listen, folks, if there wasn't some kind of way in this book for him to do that, now pay attention. Then Yahweh would not be justified in sending people to the base. So all to be settled. Degradation of their nature. Another thing I want you to pay attention to tonight is this. Now there won't be no soft focus. See? When you get that problem, that's mercy seat. That's judgment. Right now, it's mercy. But when he gets up over that seat, the mercy seat. Now, a lot of people don't even know what that is, or where it is, or nothing. They think it's all there, and they call nothing. See, this is the mercy seat. There's an arc of the covenant between the waves of the cherubim, and above upon this, the top there, it's called the mercy seat, where Yahweh, maybe would dwell between the wings of the cherubim. That Michael and Gabriel, name them. They're not all holy, right? See? And that's most holy place, then, taking it up heaven and sky. See? Now, I didn't say that your pastor or somebody will judge you. See? That's their thing. You know, that's their thing, right? Now I just have to come right out here and say what I have to say. And I say this clearly, that you will understand. Now Billy Graham is contemplating on evangelizing the word. with your Lord God and Jesus Christ. Now there is not a Jewish rabbi on earth today that don't know that the true name of our Heavenly Father is God and of His Son, which has some part of His name, Yahweh, and Jesus. They're not any Lord. They don't accept the Bible. Not a Jewish rabbi on earth. Now, if you don't think I'm telling you right, you go out there in Los Angeles. Just in Los Angeles and ask them. And I want to tell you this. In a Masoretic text of the Bible, those original names, Yahweh, Yahshua, and Titus, are in. And they have never been out of it. Right, David? Now, the reason why I asked David is Jesus. His great Jesus, he is from 70 years ago. See? And he attended in the synagogue. He was doing the same thing. Now, he's not the only one. We've got almost everything to think of around here.
Right.
And in this room. So you just let them let the floor.
That's right.
Don't feel like you're out of place.
Right.
If you just happen to be a couple of stars tonight. You're in the right place.
Right.
This is the place for you.
Right.
This is where you belong to be.
Right.
How does that
happen? All right.
Now, we have a reason to teach you and tell you the truth about things. Do you follow?
Yes.
Now, it's necessary because Yahweh has a part of your name. Why he shall judge the world and righteousness by that man when he has all the truth. Now, when this translation come up, King James in 1611, then they changed these names. See? From Yahweh, Yahshua. You understand? They put Lord and God in there. See? And when it is God, you see, that will be Lord. Now, in this school was, I want to tell you something about the history of it for a moment or two. This school would have never been established if it had not been that we disagree
now when you understand, then that's what does away with your alibis. But until such time that you don't understand, the Bible is the most complicated. You understand? Because it is a message. Yahweh himself is a message. There is true mystery in this book. Well, there's more than that, but I'm talking about faith. The mystery of the nation and the mystery of God. Now, it's good. Now, I'm trying hard now to get hold of it. Now, unless you know, listen at me close, unless you know the mystery Yahweh, and the purpose of Yahweh, the devil who you in, that's right. See, you don't have to worry about the mystery of iniquity or the devil. See, if you learn the mystery of Yahweh, then you've got to be able to go. That's right. just one of the main arteries in your body. One has the pure blood one way and the other has the pure. Is that all? Now those two things are here. I often think about the people talk about the war in Vietnam, the war in Israel, and the speech was now. How confusing people are about it. And I just think about it. And the time. Now listen. Suppose that the parents speak song. Who has any direct recitable proposition or plan to present that is right? And the need for salvation for those either the North Vietnam or South Vietnam, their children or that children or any children. That's many questions. All you can do is just say, well, we just put two more to do. Then we often hear this kind of thing. Right. Said, well, they're killing our boys over there. That's not what you're saying. And we want them brought out of that because they're killing our boys. Which is in a ministry on the drag and folks about how many not yet hands we could have killed. We give medals of honor for killing them. Now look, if it had not been have so justified the receipt. Here he does. Say, well, I didn't know you were there. But now it's your father to eliminate that.
Now, the moment we're going to talk to them and tell them about what